you still want me to read you a book? Okay. I can read you a children's book. It's not too long. And I hope you fall asleep a little bit. Okay. This is called The Great Race, The Story of the Chinese Zodiac. Long ago, in very ancient China, there were no years or days or hours. The sun rose and fell without anyone knowing how much time had passed, as there was no way of telling. One day, the Jade Emperor realized that he did not know how old he was. "We must have a way of measuring time," he thought. So he gathered all the animals in the kingdom together and said, "Tomorrow there will be a great race. The first 12 animals to cross the river will each have a year named after them." All the animals wanted to win this wonderful prize. Among the animals were the cat and the rat, who were great friends. "Let's win this race together," said the cat. "Make sure you wake me up," he added, for he often slept all day. In the morning, the rat pushed, tickled, and shouted, but it was impossible to wake the cat. So he crept out of the house and headed for the river. On his way, the rat met an ox. "Are you joining the race, rat?" asked the ox. "Ride on my back, and I will carry you across." "I will sing to you to say thanks," said the rat, and he climbed aboard. The great race had begun. The big ox swam gracefully across the big river, serenaded by his new friend. But as soon as the rat saw land, he leapt from the ox and fell at the feet of the emperor. "Congratulations, clever rat," said the emperor. "The first year will be named after you, and the second year, kind ox, will belong to you." Next came the tiger. His beautiful striped coat became heavy with river water. But the tiger struggled on to reach the shore. "Welcome, strong tiger," said the emperor. "The third year will be named after you." The rabbit really didn't like water. He noticed some rocks in the river and decided to hop across to keep his paws dry, until a log floated by. He jumped on, and a strong breeze blew him ashore. "The fourth year is named after the lucky rabbit," said the emperor. A magnificent dragon was the fifth to cross the river. "What kept you?" asked the emperor. "The land and the people were thirsty, so I had to make rain for them," explained the dragon. "And then I noticed a rabbit trying to cross the river, so I blew a log in his direction and guided him to shore." "Well, warm-hearted dragon," said the emperor, "the fifth year will belong to you." Next, a galloping horse making waves and splashes appeared on the shore. But just as he was shaking the water from his long mane, a snake slithered from his leg. The horse jumped back in fright, and the crafty snake claimed sixth place. "And you, fine horse, have the 7th year, said the emperor. A goat, a monkey, and a rooster decided to work together to win a place. The rooster found a wooden raft. The goat chewed weeds and grasses and cleared a path for the raft to sail. The monkey found a long branch, which he used to steer and push them to the other side. The emperor was delighted to see their fine teamwork. The 8th year will be goats, the 9th year monkeys, and the 10th roosters, he said. A dog arrived to claim 11th place. He was a strong swimmer and could have arrived earlier, but he was too busy chasing sticks and splashing in the water. The 11th year will belong to the playful dog called the Emperor. As the moon was rising in the evening sky, the Emperor heard a loud squealing and screeching. It was a large pig who finally emerged from the river. "I'm so sorry I'm late, Emperor, but I found some delicious apples by the riverbank, and then I found a pool of mud, and then I fell asleep." "Be that as it may," said the Emperor, "the 12th and final year will be the year of the pig." "The great race is over," said the Emperor. "Let us celebrate." But just then, there came a terrible howling from the reeds. It was the cat, looking wet and bedraggled and very, very cross. He saw the rat sitting with the emperor and shouted, "You were supposed to wake me, you rat. I will never forgive you." The cat was so angry that the rat fled for his life. And through the first 12 years that passed, and the 12 years after that, and all the many years leading up to this day, rats have always fled from cats. The end.